Hi everybody, welcome back to the Bancroft Show. Sahaftorkom or Sahorkom, whenever you're listening to this. Today I have the one and only The Achnerd. Say hi, bitch.
The Achnerd. What's up, everyone?
Sweetie, I miss you so much. Ala balik. I haven't seen you in
like 4 months.
What? No, you're pushing it.
No, it's like ça fait 3 mois ta quarantine. Non, 3 mois ta quarantine. Parce que Nisha fit la reine the last week before quarantine.
نهار رحنا لسمو سنترال بارك. That was the last time we went, I think.
Yes.
And then جزنا للسنتر and then سيت It was that day?
It was that day, the last time we met, yeah.
Oh my god, day. You're so I think if you know the Achnerd, his name is Ryan. He's like super smart but also super slow. And then I drove him somewhere and then some fetchu and then I had to drive him back. And that's always the case with you, but I love you regardless of
I love you too. What is the famous sentence you always
it amazes me how brilliant and slow you can simultaneously be. That's it.
Now I live by that motto.
So that was a great day, you know?
It was.
That was
a great day. We had a lot of fun.
It was a great goodbye. احنا سي سي اف ياك كنا في سي اف.
كنا سي سي اف ومن بعد رحنا Central Park. Mm-hmm. ومن بعد we met some friends centre. And then you drove me, and then you drove me back. The song.
Idiot.
And then I had to drive myself back to my destination. It was a mess. It was a nice day. It was a really
I miss our routine so much.
Same.
I miss normal life. Will it ever be back to normal, do you think?
It will. Exactly. It will. Not worried about that. Mm-hmm. I know what I miss, actually. I want to work out. Like عبالك ندمت على ايامات قاعيتك تاع اللي كنا ماشي كونتينيو I was procrastinating on working out.
I understand.
ندمت.
Yeah. It's kind of like تحكمك لا غريب وني فكيت بوشه and you're like تتفكر قاع ايامات اللي نفك ما كانش مبوشي and you're like why didn't I appreciate نيفي more.
Yeah.
صح صح. Mama I appreciate everyone and everything more. That's the life, you know. You don't appreciate things.
It's actually a struggle, Omento. It's not that easy to manage, to be honest. It's actually a struggle.
What is a struggle?
Especially to people like me and you, who are used to being productive and active, you know. Like all of a sudden being put in quarantine is just a really big struggle. Like كنا نهضر مع خنسة.
Shout out to خنسة, by the way.
Shout out to her. And we were talking about how it's like a vicious cycle of bad mood being unproductive means worse mood means being more unproductive means worse mood.
صح. It's a lifestyle ولدنا دوكا هادي, I think.
And I was talking to her and I was telling her like how to like she has to break the cycle. I was telling her to break the cycle, you know?
Yeah.
كنت نقولها like take your tasks and like divide them to like manageable chunks,
yes.
You know, and like motivate yourself with the most absurd things. Like Anna, for instance, باش نقرا شابيتر واحد في موديول نقول لروحي ايا ندخل نقرا the web conference ومن بعد I will reward myself with a full day of Netflix. A full day of Netflix.
Netflix.
Yeah, and it's like I know I'm gonna have the full day of Netflix regardless.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna use it as motivation to push myself to actually do something.
صح تحشي على روحك. Yeah.
This is the exact term اللي قلت لها. تحشي على روحك.
I did a getaway with me on this. I don't know if you've seen it about procrastination.
Yes.
About the fact here procrastination gym and anxiety. The reason you actapal fed lab say lazm dira is because thinking of doing it, especially kitibda, yeah, the start is the most difficult. It makes you anxious. And so تقدر تعطل فيها. So this what you did وش قلت الخنسة, it's one of the best ways to avoid procrastinating because كما قلت لك تحشيها روحك. You're saying if I do this anxious thing I can reward myself with something that makes me unanxious. I don't know if that's a word, but that's a good way, guys, if you're struggling. كما everyone, I think everyone is struggling.
Yeah
و I'm normal, nothing has changed.
كاين عباد راهم يبانوا لي راهم better.
I'm better.
انا هذا فاش هذه اللي قلقتني ام لايك كاع رانا دون لا ميرد كاع قاعدو دون لا ميرد
يا الله كيفاش نتوما ملاح ما تحشموش على عرضكم شكون زعما مثلا شكون
هو جيرل اي نو جيرل ا فريند اوف ماين حفظت اي ثينك 100 بيت تاع اسمو اسميها لي اللي تكتب على اللي تكتب على اخوها شاعره هذه تكتب على اخوها صح
تكتب على اخوها اي دون نو I don't know who that is.
بعد أخوها كانت كانت فوق الجاهلية بعد بعد يافي يافي الإسلام الهجرة كذا نسيت اسمها وكان الخنساء اسمها.
Oh wow how
yeah اسمها الخنساء اسمها الخنساء
أمم yeah. Okay so حفظتها. Well I wouldn't consider this being productive.
I mean come on it is something it is something.
Yeah it is something of course it's something it's better than nothing.
And I was like I'm gonna start writing. قلت روح I'm gonna start writing. Mm-hmm. I wrote like 30 بيت.
Yeah.
I wrote like 30 بيت شعري like موزون وكلش. I looked at myself like, what the fuck am I doing? What the fuck is this?
When I for people I'm sure تبغى في Instagram دي شيء نسبة كلش بيض.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm literally painting anything and everything that's not white. White. Even the face is white, and now it's both of them white. I don't know why. When you have actually changed it, when you have I redecorate, I'm just, you know, giving it my own spin. But you know, كل حشاها تعس صهلي بد اللي كانوا دائما فنيانين. They but who were so unproductive. So like now everyone is like them. I'm يحصارهم not that different from anybody.
It's like إذا عم تخفت
كذا. Exactly. I think that's what it is. But I do miss you so much. I miss seeing you. And
I miss seeing you too. I miss splitting our desserts because you don't want to cheat on your diet, but you're actually cheating on it.
Yeah.
It's like you using me as an excuse.
I do use you as an excuse.
Shweki fish, like you would never order something. You would just look at me like, what do you want to order?
I'll just take two bites from it. Yeah, I miss that. You remember when we took the Kamel Bursali cake? That was good.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Or like the first time we tried had like a fondant.
Which one fondant?
Fondant CCF. Fondant chocolat.
Oh my god, fondant CCF is good.
Yes.
Damn it. Yes. It was good. It lacks ice cream. They need to put some ice cream on it.
Yeah.
Definitely. I mean, fondant with that ice cream, but they're not for real.
It's just warm pastry.
Yeah, Abak and I haven't been enjoying food at all. I'm like on a diet and it's fucking me up, but I'm okay. It's not going to last forever. Yeah. Yeah. Why not? Because I think كي نكون أنا productive ونخدم وعندي مية نفس نديرها obviously ما نقدرش نكون on a diet بيان because ما رانيش in the perfect conditions ونسحق بزاف food for energy so actually now is the perfect time because I can count all my calories I can know exactly what I'm eating ناكل كلش في الدار ناكل كلش سخون ماشي كيما like كنت نخدم ناخد my food and sometimes I have to eat cold food just because I'm always on the run. So yeah, actually it's the perfect time. وكل واحد كيفاش داير. For some people, ماشي الوقت for others it is.
Well, just to give you some insight, you clearly never met yourself.
Why?
Because Anna, I noticed بلي the times you were the most productive. To many you were the strictest about the diet. Yeah. كي تلقى روحك كي were like let's have fun. To many تلقى روحك about your diet.
بون.
You know when you're productive, especially when it's like something like serious, you know, like in the early days at the craft store when we were like, you know, when we were like struggling with everything, you know.
Mm-hmm. Was I eating like shit?
No. Tma, you were the strictest. Tma, I would tell you, Aranya, let's have something sweet. And you're like, no, I'm having my rice.
Damn, really?
Do you remember the first time?
By myself.
Do you remember the first time I... The first time I got you the samples, I was with that friend of mine, and yeah, you brought your food, you brought the rice and like the chicken and all, and I was like, go out, let's have something to eat. And you're like, no, I'm having my rice, I'm on a diet. You know?
Wow. So, you know, that time I wasn't on the kind of diet that I am now. For me, I don't have diets, I have just calories, you know? And at that time, I had a lot of calories. I had actually a lot. So yes. I had to make sure that I eat all of them in a healthy way, because, you know, if I don't, you know, it's the zagat. If I start just eating cake all day, I can't stop. So now I'm actually on a low calorie diet, which means I dish a lot of food to eat. But I'm fine, whatever.
But anyway. And I gained weight. And I'm eating a lot. I gained weight. Yeah, I gained like 3 kilos. I'm like 92 now.
Why don't you don't work out for that? I think I'm Estonian.
كرهت حياتي. قلت كسرت لوست. أوفان كسرت لوست.
Why though? What happened?
Because I was doing what are they called? How do you like pump mat sorty? Burpees.
Burpees, yeah.
Burpees, yeah. I was doing burpees and I hit loose video about tomorrow.
What about shaving? Have you been shaving?
I have. For the people who are actually following me on Instagram, they noticed that I went through a phase that, Britney Spears 2011 breakdown.
2007? Which one 2007?
2007, Pluto.
Mental breakdown. That was iconic, man.
Yeah, I shaved my head. I shaved my beard. I was like,
for one thing I can tell you for sure is, like, the majority of women around the world are not shaving, unless, like, they're married or something. The majority of women are not shaving. You can, I bet you, like, over 3 billion women are right now unshaved completely.
Yeah. I don't want to imagine that. No.
Why don't you want to imagine that? Are you shaming women for having hair on their bodies? Women shamer.
Yeah, it would they do their thing, honestly. As long as they're comfortable, they do their thing. As long as it's like two conditions. As long as it's hygienic and comfortable.
Yeah. So well, what if you just wanna shave?
You just don't wanna shave.
You just don't wanna shave. Well, what do you think about the movement of that hairy armpits and shit? Which I feel.
Well, and I have two conditions. As long as it's hygienic. And it's comfortable. Yeah. Anna, I know if I don't keep myself at bay, I would be extremely unhygienic, you know?
Uh-huh.
So I mean, I have no problem with anybody who doesn't want to shave, but keep it hygienic, you know?
Okay.
As long as it's clean, it's not smelly, it's clean, you're good.
Let's say there's a girl you like.
Okay.
And she smells like Jinnah ul Firdous. But she does not shave. She's hairy. Like, I'm talking hairy armpits, hairy back. I don't know if some women have hair on their back.
Like a werewolf?
You're
describing a werewolf.
Yasmin, would you be attracted to her?
I don't think I would be.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I would be. Mm-hmm. It's like, honestly, when I think about this kind of stuff, it's not like a question of like body shaming or anything anymore. Mm-hmm. It's just a question of personal preference. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's just a question of, it's not directed, like, don't take everything personally, don't victimize yourself.
Yeah.
Right? Uh-huh. It's like when someone says, like, I'm not into overweight girls.
Well,
you know? Mm. It's not that overweight girls are bad. It's not that they're not, it's just that to that one person is not into them. True.
Yeah.
And it's like, don't take it personally. It's just like his own personal preference and choice, you know?
Yeah.
It's like his freedom.
Exactly. Unless you say Zama Muna is disgusting because she has body hair.
Zama, you said Muna.
Yeah, exactly. No, you cannot say it's not, don't take it personally, because I see a lot of people doing that, which is like personally addressing a person and then telling them to, don't take it personally. Like, if you mention my name, it's a direct attack. It's not
a direct attack. Yeah. And like, en même temps, like, it's like, also you should not be offensive about it. You should be considerate about it, especially this kind of things. Yeah. Because like you have to have like a certain you have to have like a very refined word choice when you're trying to talk about this kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Because like although the audience stack might not take it personally, like على باله بلي don't take it personally, but شوفي تعرفي هذيك الميم تاع كلمة واحدة تجعله شخصا لا يرقد الليل.
That's so funny though, I love it. I love that meme.
It's like exactly that, but like when you think about it, it's exactly that.
Yeah.
You have to have like a very refined word choice when you're speaking about people's features, like things that concern people, you know, like especially like stuff that's so intimate, because people's bodies are very intimate, you know? Like if I discuss ideas and I tell you that, like, I don't know, I don't agree with this idea, that idea is not good or something like that, we're discussing ideas. It's not very intimate, it's not very personal.
Yes.
But your body is like, as you said, like your body is your temple and you're like live in it, and you know, it's like a whole philosophical debate kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, I agree. You should just be close to the mic, you know, don't forget that. You know, when it comes to, I think, expressing oneself, people always forget, or not forget, but neglect that it's so nuanced. So there's this whole spectrum of Hurriyet Tabir, and things can get very, very wobbly. You know what I mean? I've always been very clear about my stance on Hurriyet Tabir, and I think everything should be legally allowed. Everything should be legally allowed, and no one should حرب عليه for something they say. حرب هذه, whether it's يخرج برا يخاف على روحه or people online attacking him. This is what I mean. I mean, people should express themselves and be safe. واحد ما يخافش على روحه يقول وش يقول. هذه اللولة. What people, I think, who agree with this notion a lot of times forget is decency, as you said. Like, you should never have an excuse for not being decent. Like, of course, عندك الحق تعبر على وش تحب قانونيا, I even disagree because I'm a Facebook or whatever social media bans people for expressing their opinions. But we should always forget, we should always remember to be decent people. Because when it becomes a dictator, I'm being mean just to be mean, when نقدر نقول وش نقول in a perfectly respectful way, why would you do that? You're just being a dick, you know? And sometimes when you tell people, okay, you're being a dick, you go like, well, it's freedom of expression and whatever. Okay, عندك الحق, freedom of expression, meaning ما تخافش على روحك after saying what you said, but it doesn't deny the fact that you're being a fucking asshole.
It's like the thing تاع حريتي تنتهي عندما تبدأ حرية الآخرين.
And I think this one deserves a whole other podcast. But think of حرية تعبير as, I'll give a concept that a lot of people understand, which is الفكرة الدينية تاع الحرام والمكروه. Okay. In religion, you have something that's haram, meaning بلي كديرو يتكتب في سيئات ديالك وراح تتعاقب عليه. This is what haram means. And then كاين عفايس in religion لي مكروهين, meaning هاد العفايس كديرهم, God doesn't like them. However, they're not so bad that they would be سيئة اللي راح تتعاقب عليها. Perhaps because هاد العفايس, they are necessary in other ways. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So زي ما يقول لك طالق أبغى الحلال عند ربي. Which means God does not like when people are divorced. He likes it كي زوجو, but he doesn't like it when they are divorced. However, divorce is necessary, because لو كان divorce جاف سحرام, that means الناس حيعيشوا في الديار اللي راهم فيهم miserable, راهم بلا كين عنف, كين.
They would be forced.
Voila, and that would عفسة هذه راح تضر دراري even more, because طلاق, like it or not, يضر دراري. But like. كيكونوا داري عايشين in an abusive house, هاد العفسة تضرهم even more. So here, طلاق تولي عفسة still مكروها, meaning to be avoided, but it's allowed because عندها أسباب greater than that. So for هذي تعبير, it's really the same. I mean, كينا face that are haram, meaning like should never be done, like تهديد بالعنف. or تحريض على العنف. And then can I face لي مكروهين, like, you know, bullying and being mean to people. Of course, we're not going to ban them because تضييق على حرية التعبير. People should have the right to be mean, but that doesn't mean really it's okay to do it. It still has some مكروهة, and we can still, you know, think it's something we should, you know, against and not do. Anyway, I rambled on with Zef to Meg. So if you guys follow the Acht Nerd, you would know. First of all, احكي لهم كيفاش تلاقين. احكي لهم the background story.
Oh. So we met at this event. رحنا ال اسمها هذه كان بيو تبحيرين.
Yes.
It was خرجة تبحيرين.
Yes.
And Barania was like, سمعتي نهضر في البيس, I think. نهضر مع
Yes, you were in the front of the bus, like the white boy that you are. وبعتنا yeah, to the back of the bus. Yes, and then I...
سمعتي نهضر مع سونيا دي كوبري. Shout out to her. We were debating... I think we were debating the Ottoman conquest, either whether it was a colonization or a conquest, or like, you know.
Yes, it wasn't the Ottoman; it was the Arab conquest.
Was it the Arab?
It was مجيء مجيء العرب إلى you know, what is now known as Zaire. حضرت كنت هذا الكاهنة and things like that.
Yes.
And I just really liked you. I was like, oh, this guy is really cool, and I liked the conversation. هذاك النهار يعني all around it was a fun day. We had so much fun.
It was freaking amazing. ما من الناس اللي كانوا تما, it was just like a lot of nice people. They were very
obviously. Uh-huh. من بينهم قاع, it's you and I اللي قعدنا close, قعدنا in contact.
And yes.
So بناء على ذلك, the topic that we're gonna talk about today, after rambling on for like fucking half an hour, because that's what we do, إحنا هكا ما نحبش الهضرة. عبك كن زمان I drop you off, I'm like physically tired because ملي نتلاقاو إحنا نهضرو.
Yeah.
And having a podcast is just perfect. Mm-hmm. So today, I think you wanted to talk about Tariq Zaire.
Mm-hmm. It's not actually Tariq.
What
it's
is it?
It's more of a... In the middle of this quarantine, I've been really interested by random topics, mm-hmm. like out of the blue.
Yes.
So I started, I did like a course on banking and finances.
Cool.
Keep in mind, I'm a microbiologist.
Yes.
Who loves art?
We love.
Who ended up studying banking and finance?
The king of diversity, the CEO of diversity.
Umbaand, I started like I met someone online who is like who studies languages in New York, and he speaks seven languages, I think.
Damn.
And he really interested me in something called ethnolinguistics.
Mm-hmm.
So he really interested me in something called ethnolinguistics. It's the study of the evolution of language throughout history and à travers the evolution of population.
Yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And then غير بديت I get really interested by that. The thing was it تعديل دستوري?
Yes.
It's called تعديل دستوري.
Well, it's مسودة الدستور الجديد.
Yeah, so مسودة الدستور الجديد thing happened. And there was some talking about the تمازيغت language, you know. So I started doing some research about I did a lot of research about the Amazigh people, the Berber, since it's like.
Yeah.
My people, you know, it's my origins, you know. So
yes.
I started doing some research about them, and I ended up doing research about the language itself and the history of it, and its diversity is just mind-boggling, you know.
Really. أنا I don't know much, يعني I'm interested to hear what you have to say, but أنا راح نكون هنا. I'm gonna حنزق سي some questions. I'm gonna be شغل the devil's advocate. حنكون completely objective. So ما كل واحد يفهم my questions شغل يعبروا على what I'm thinking, you know. So then I'm gonna head to the question of كاين عباد يقول لك باللي هذه ماشي لغة. It's a لهجة. Okay. Not me saying it. Count me with your tits. Not me saying it. I'm saying this is a common criticism. So, I have your research. What would you say? Is it or is it not?
it's an absolute language with all its rights, like a de facto language, as we say. In my opinion, I mean, don't take my word as a Bible, since
I'm not. It's not. That's what I always do.
since I'm not like I'm just an amateur, you know.
What?
I'm just an amateur. So you know. But okay. according to my research, it's a de facto language. I mean, in my personal opinion, according to my research, it's a de facto language, because when you think about it, when we start going like to the beginning of it all, and we start talking about now I'm gonna use the Old Testament as a reference.
Okay, the Old Testament, guys, is the book of the Jews.
Yeah, it's the book of the Jews.
مش هيطول بالعربية. It's the
العهد القديم.
العهد القديم مشي التوراة.
لا 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 لا. أفت in the Old Testament كان تورات بصح تورات فيها بزاف عفيس. I would say the Old Testament العهد القديم.
Okay العهد القديم تاع اليهود والعهد الجديد تاع المسيحيين.
Well المسيحيين عندهم العهد القديم plus العهد الجديد. Because like we say باللي عيسى عليه السلام he improved. He corrected some ideas and added some stuff with the Bible.
بصح
الانجيل
المسيحيين يشوفوا باللي العهد القديم is correct.
Yes, يشوفوا باللي العهد القديم is correct. Enfin, يشوفوا باللي العهد القديم is correct. Like some طوائف ينحوا some books. Because like it's I think 6 books. So كاين طوائف اللي نحو some books, كاين طوائف اللي So it's not like that Jesus corrected the Old Testament, I would say. I would say he added upon it. And like he didn't add upon it. Like كنزل عليه الإنجيل. الإنجيل was not meant to be taken وحده. It was meant to be taken with the
Okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And then, from the Muslim perspective, from the Islamic perspective, harfu, etc., etc., which I fully endorse, I believe that there was a lot of changes, but I would say that between the Bible, New Testament, and the Old Testament, I would totally like count on the Jewish side of it, because the Jews had a thing for debating. They had a thing for like they have a lot of books. I think they have 3 books, and two of these. One of them is Torah, the Old Testament, the Word of God, kind of. And the two others are actually either debates or commentary on Torah. You know,
awesome.
Like they have this tradition of debate. And like, كيفاش نقولوا بالعربية نقولوا تنقيح.
What's that? What's تنقيح?
It's like they make sure of the sources and they debate it. They ask questions and they have. I don't know the exact definition of it.
I'm gonna Google تنقيح in English.
Okay. So, but like, I would get into the Old Testament, and using the Old Testament as reference. They say that after the biblical flood with Noah and all,
revision is تنقيح. Okay.
Revision, voilà.
Revision, revise, review, amendment.
It's reviews. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, قلت لك, after the biblical flood with Noah, he had three children, Sam, Ham, Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And then, according to many sources, as I have here, I have the تاريخ الجزائر في القديم والحديث by Mubarak bin Mohamed Elmehdi.
Yes.
And it's like the de facto source of Algerian history. It's like what we take as standard Algerian history. Yes. Unbiased, standard, pure Algerian history. And as he says here, and taken from Ibn Khaldun as well, he says, واعتمد كاريت رأي ابن خلدون أن البربرة أمة مستقلة منذ أجيال عديدة. وقال الجنرال دوماس أن لنا أدلة كثيرة على أن البربرة من كنعان. نكتفي منها بدليل واحد أحد أعقاب حام يدعى مازير وإلى يومنا هذا يسمى البربر أنفسهم أمازيغ إلا يكون هذا التواطؤ بين الأعلام مفتاحا لأصل البر. So after the biblical flood, there were three children, Ham, Sam, Yafet. And then from Ham, there was another, of his offspring, there was this Canaan. And Canaan, not to be mistaken, because Cain, the region that's considered Canaan,
yes,
that is the Levant region, Syria, Shamwa. And the guy Canaan, and the region was named after him. Because because the people are his descendants.
Banu Kanan,
exactly. Mm. And they had their own culture and their own language. It's like Kanania. It's like a big civilization of them. Mm. So from Kanan, there is in his descendants there's a guy called Mazir. Mm. And this Mazir guy is the one we consider as our ancestor, as like our, you know,
the big guy.
But yes. according to sources like Ibn Khaldun as well, he said that the Amazigh, the Berbers, are not the first settlers of the region of North Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Ibn Khaldun says that they're the second.
Okay.
Ibn Khaldun says that they're actually the second.
Who are the first?
What?
Who are the first? Who were the first?
Honestly, I did a lot of research about it and I couldn't really figure it out.
Yeah, no one is certain. No one is certain.
Because like now, بعد دركان ندخلوا in like very old times, you know?
Yes.
Like imagine the biblical flood, it happened in like, what, the Neolithic era, you know?
Yeah.
We're talking in the beginnings of humanity. We're talking like people ما زملحوش لهم.
Yes, and this is African land. So, I mean, I don't think it's really possible to really like trace. I mean, you can't really do that with any spot, like really trace. I think perhaps...
You cannot really trace. No, I don't think that you can really trace. It's like King Afsom.
Except for America. But even then, like there's a lot of, doubt about who was there first.
Well, it's pretty complex. I would say that it's pretty complex.
Yes.
So I was saying, Mazir ibn Kanan ibn Ham ibn Nuh, and this guy was like, let's hit Algeria, you know. So I'm very simplifying here. Mm-hmm. He was like, let's go to Algeria, and then he went to Algeria. And then, like, we started settling around, we started getting comfortable and all that. And then there was something, and then there was this guy, his name is Ifriqish.
Ifriqish.
Yeah, this Ifriqish guy is a Qaid Qabila, I think, or like a general or something, from Yemen.
Mm-hmm.
Who actually traveled to North Africa. Bel Qabila ta'o rahu North Africa.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And then after that, Cain Nas Lijo from sub-Saharan Africa as well. And people who came from the region of Chad, of Lake Chad.
Yes.
And then Joe, the Phoenicians.
Mm-hmm.
Who were fleeing from Phoenicia, from like the Levant region, go to Carthage and they established Carthage, and then the Romans and the Byzantines and the Vandals, et cetera, you know?
Yes.
So okay. I would personally say that we're like, it's already established that we're mixed.
Obviously.
It's already established that we're mixed. And it's what he says here, خلاصة البحث, he says, أولاً الجنس البربري جنس مستقل في أصله. يرجع إلى مازير بن كنعان بن حام انتقل من الشام إلى إفريقيا في أزمات قديمة جدا فالصحة أن ينسب هذا الوطن له. Although,
but you know when you say that when you say you know Canaan is a Middle Eastern region, people would be like you're insinuating that actually the origin of Amazigh is not African, it's Middle Eastern. You understand the backlash on that.
I understand, but what I believe in is that la dernière partie اللي قالها is انتقل من الشمال افريقيا في ازمات قديمه جدا. فصح ان ينسب هذا الوطن له.
Yes. Okay.
You see?
Yeah.
It's like Telmo. Rania, we're talking like plus 5,000 years ago.
Yeah.
When you live in a place for 5,000 years, it's your place. Yeah. You know?
Obviously.
Look, we start thinking like this. But you're saying, yeah, but the Europeans are Africans.
Yeah, technically.
Technically,
got
African.
Especially, like everybody traces back to as far as they would like. Because I think sub-Saharan African. If you're black, then clearly your greater origin is from Africa. The problem that we're not black. And we're not white, we're brown. The overwhelming majority of Algerians, because كان يبدي يقول لك إحنا بنو European. Like أكتر هذا على حفنة بزاف صغيرة من Algerians اللي بنو European. The majority of Algerians are brown colored. You know, ولن تعيش بالك in a place perhaps في Algeria كان a lot of white looking people. But the vast majority of Algerians are dark skinned, not black but darker skinned. ولو كان تحط واحد European قدام واحد زيري, you see the difference. مام لو كان the skin color is the same, but even the features are different. هنا عدنا نفنا كبير, عدنا different bone structure. We just look different. I mean, ما كاش فيها نقاش. You can, بالك 95% من الوقت, you can tell a European, a Caucasian man from an Algerian. I'm sorry, بس you can do it. So saying we're white is not optional. And
well.
Not to deny that we do have white in us. I'm pretty sure we do. What do you have to say about that?
I wanted to say that actually there are some people who actually trace the lineage of the people they're blondes. They consider themselves Caucasians. Actually, there are some indigenous Caucasian populations. Not Caucasian, like indigenous. Caucasian-looking populations here in North Africa, you know?
Yeah.
Like, although they're blondes, but they're not actually, like, fully Caucasian. They're actually North African as well. But Cain, like, a certain line, a certain lineage.
I think the Caucasians or the Arab or the Amazigh or whatever, or even the Black, I think it goes back so far that no one can call themselves Arab or Amazigh or white or black.
Exactly.
Voilà. Exactly. So we're all a fusion. أنا شحليها وشوني الناس يقول لك أنت قبيلية ولا عربية أنت like أمازيغية like what the fuck is that? What is we're all mixed. You know, we're all a mixture. قافينا black, قافينا Arab, قافينا Amazigh. And so I hate when people talk like about like a white Algerian or a black Algerian.
إبا ما نكون نزيد لك هذه. ولو كان we start thinking like that, we start like following that that logic, we're gonna end up with saying that North Africans or like Amazigh are Arabs.
Why?
باسكو قلت لك إفريقيش. إفريقيش من ملوك تبابعة. تبابعة هي القبيلة القبائل تاعهم. He came to Algeria and he settled here من اليمن. But like the thing is, قال لك هنايا قال لك إفريقيش هذا من ملوك اليمن التابعة وهو مختلف في زمانه كذا منا ما ابن خلدون ما يدل على أنه قريب من عهد موسى عليه السلام.
Damn.
Do you imagine how old that
That is, but I'm sure Majesh هنا وحده. I mean, I'm sure he found women here and they created and you have a bloodline, a bloodline.
وقلنا بلي كانوا كاين people قبل مازيغ قبل مازيغ بنو كنعان بنو حام معايا سو كانوا كاينين هنايا people most likely they were some sort of like sub-Saharan Africans or any of some people who migrated north. And then مازيغ بنو كنعان بنو حام came here and like he found people and they merged together and they were nomads. Don't forget that they were nomads, they were not sedentary.
Yeah.
So they merged together, and then they came. This guy, Fereqish. The thing about Fereqish though, is that no one knows Shahad can.
Such a cool name though. It's such a cool name. Mm-hmm.
So nobody knows actually Shahad can human people.
Yeah.
And like the thing that I like about Ibn Khaldun especially is he best described Pluto Mubarak Muhammad Miri. He described Amazigh people saying that there were people, there is a culture, there is a civilization, there is a culture, there is a language.
Yes. Yes.
And this language and this culture accepted foreigners in. Mm-hmm. But didn't allow them to change her. Mm-hmm. It changes them. Mm-hmm. It changes them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
In a sense that, like, imagine you can okay in Deja Amazigh, you know? Mm-hmm. And then Joe, Phoenicians. And then they were like, ah, yeah, let's become Amazigh.
Yes.
But, like, maybe Phoenicians libedlun the language. We're not language of Phoenicians.
Yes.
See, you see where I'm going with this?
Yeah.
It's like we. How do we say, we assimilated other cultures, we absorbed and assimilated other cultures and other peoples. And that's very beautiful about us. It's our diversity. It's just very beautiful in my opinion, because it reflects how diverse we are, you know? It reflects how our culture, because like also there are some people, Tani, who say that كاين قبائل فلسطينية.
I think those really.
Yeah.
Isn't it just coming from the Algerian obsession with Palestine?
Well, they say that because there was this Jewish king, mm-hmm. Yusha, and he chased the Palestinians, the Palestinian tribes. To
the Muslim Palestinians, or what are you talking? Are you talking like this is after Islam or? Or before?
I don't think. No, it's not. It's not after Islam. It's like we're talking like Jewish period.
Okay, so they were Jews.
It's like, and
so they were Banu Israel.
Since Yusha is Banu Israel, he's the king of Banu Israel. Okay, so he didn't.
So I mean, that would explain that Zair can't have a very high Jewish population.
No, Algerian Jews are something else. Algerian Jews are called Sephardi Jews. They actually came from Muslim. They actually came from the Andalus. It's not the same thing at all.
Okay, interesting. I didn't know that. Good.
Yeah, it's totally different. Where's Sephardi?
Well, when you said Palestinian, I thought maybe it's they were a part of the Jews, but apparently
no.
Not.
This Yusha guy is an Israeli Israeli kind of king. So he wouldn't hijli qabail ta'o.
Yeah.
But again, this stands as a theory. No one really knows whether it happened or not. Huh?
I hate that we don't know. But I mean, it's normal. But I hate that like we don't really know exactly. But that's history. I mean, can't really know everything. Yeah, go on.
And to be completely fair, there are some people who say that the Berbers actually. This is like as Mubarak Muhammad Mili described it. رواية ساقطة وسخيفة.
What is this رواية
ساقطة? رواية says that actually the Berbers they evolved in the Levant شوية. They evolved in the Levant شوية, and then they were chased from the Levant by King David.
Okay.
Which is our David. So okay, and some people who say that. What?
Why is he saying that Sirwaya Sakhifa though?
Because he's saying لأن داود عليه السلام عاش في القرن الحادي عشر قبل الميلاد. وقد علمت أن الفينيقيين كان أسسوا عاصمتهم الأولى عام 1101 قبل الميلاد. And they came before the Palestinians. And the Palestinians came after the Berbers. Mm-hmm. So it's illogical that داود would chase the Berbers out of the Levant since they didn't exist yet in the Levant.
Mm-hmm. All right, I see it.
You know?
I see it now. But how does language fit into all of this? I mean, at what point was the language liraheduk existi as the Tamazight? At what point did it become what it is? Because we can see a lot of similarities, mal arbiya.
Yeah, fair enough.
I mean, how do you explain that?
Well, the language is a whole other thing. The language is began with what we call Proto-Berber. Yeah. And Proto-Berber is the earliest versions, the earliest iterations of Berber camel. Every tribe had like its own kind of language, you know? And then it started evolving. And then with like the more people started getting sedentary, because now we're talking maqam tarikh. So Ma'lul people, they were nomadic. They were nomadic hunter-gatherers and all.
Yes.
And they were not sedentary yet. They were not fully sedentary yet. And then like كل جهة كل جماعة كان عندهم like their own kind of language. And then keep
a variation, you mean, like of a of the same.
No, we're talking proto. Mazal ma kanch a Berber language.
Okay.
We're talking bzaf bkarib. We're talking like 5,000 years ago.
I got it. Okay.
So بعد they started getting sedentary. They started getting more and more sedentary. مع الاكتشاف تاع الزراعة etc. The community started getting bigger. And they started getting more sedentary, and thus the culture started evolving even more. And then دخلوا بزاف people from different tribes, and there was the need to a unified language kind of thing.
Yes.
But
كان سيفهموا بعضهم.
Exactly. ما تيماجينيهاش بصح ما تيماجينيهاش as in like واحد جا قال لهم آية will make one unified language.
Yeah, people do imagine that.
It's not that. It's that like أنايا نهضر a certain tongue وأنت تهضر a certain tongue.
Yes.
نتفاهموا بالعقل 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 over hundreds of years.
Yeah.
We eventually end up with like one common tongue, one common language, you know?
Yes.
And then we say that like there's like the Proto-Berber that started evolving. And alongside its evolution, there was what we call Punic.
What's that?
The Phoenician Punic. It's the people who في قرطاج. ما نسموهمش فينيقيين. نسموهم بونيين.
بونيين.
Yeah, because like that's what we call the Punic Wars. With Hannibal and the Romans, that's why they're called the Punic Wars.
Okay.
So نسموهم بونيين باسكو فات after ما راحوا من قرطاج, they formed their own kingdom and their own civilization. The بلوتو مور ما راحوا من فينيشيا. They formed their own kingdom and civilization in قرطاج.
Yes. You know?
And the thing about it is that they were not they were not doing expansion. They were not doing expansion.
They were not expanding.
They were not expanding على حساب النوميديين. They were actually making alliances with النوميديين. That's why the kingdom of Carthage was not big in size, but it was big in power. Because they had alliances with all the local tribes. And that is why the Romans قدروا يطيحوا Carthage relatively easily.
Yeah, because it was small.
Because they started turning the tribes against them. And there is this famous painting. There is this famous painting of remind me of his name. I forgot his name. I will give you his name later. Anyway, they were like they were trying to subdue. Is it the word subdue? The Numidian king.
Okay.
He had the choice between either having an alliance with Rome or with Carthage.
He chose Rome.
You know, and they, what?
He chose Rome. What did he choose?
The Romans sent a guy named Scipio Africanus, and the.
Okay, that is a totally normal name.
And the Carthaginians sent something, a guy named Hannibal the Second, I think. No. It was Adar Abad. Yeah, it was Adar Abad the Second. And then he aligned with the Romans and they ended up losing.
Okay.
He ended up falling with the Carthaginians. Anyway, so there was Proto-Berber. And then that started evolving into what we consider now as like the earliest iterations of Temazigh that we have.
Okay.
And then there was Punic Phoenician on the side. And the thing is, many historians consider that the kingdom of Numidia, because like we know that it was divided Cain and Numidia, Mauritania, Ditunia. Okay. Yes. Numidia was like Algeria, kind of like Tunisia, Algeria, the Jebel Ali. Mauritania was more of like the Moroccan region. And Getulia was like more of like the Libyan region. Okay. So many historians actually consider that the official language of Numidia was Punic, was the Phoenician Punic. It was not Tamazight, although that was their original tongue, although that was the language they were using. But they were using Punic Phoenician because it was the most powerful language at the time.
Yeah.
Because of Carthage.
Yeah.
So it's only logical that they would use that as an official language that's more widely spoken than their language, than their language. Mm-hmm. Plus, don't forget, they didn't have this thing that identity to all.
Yeah.
They didn't have the problem that لغة رسمية.
Yeah.
They didn't really have لغة رسمية, actually. They didn't really have لغة رسمية. They just, historians assumed that because of the documentation from the time. So, Punic Phoenician, Tamazight, they were evolving. And there was this, there's this thing about Tamazight, is that every region, which actually makes it kind of hard to study, because every region has its own, like, not its own, has its dialect.
Yes. So it's a variation of a specific language. That's what you mean.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. This is proof that an actual language exists.
Okay.
You know? This is proof بلي كاين language de base. لي منها, there was the variation of dialects. You know?
Yes.
So like, for instance, قبائل, نقولوا نهضروا قبائلية.
Okay. When you say قبائل, do you mean in the region of قبائل, or do you mean Amazigh in all of Algeria?
I'm being very specific.
منطقة القبائل.
منطقة القبائل.
Okay.
The descendants of كتامة is more.
Okay.
So we have منطقة القبائل. They had قبائلية. بعد الكوتي الأخر قاعدك جهة جبال الريف, جهة المروك. Their language, they named it Tamazigh. Sure. Like the example consists of like, it's like a thought process. Like, روحي عند واحد قبيلي قولي لي واش تهضر نتاي قولي لي نهضر قبيلي. روحي عند واحد من جبال الريف قولي لي واش تهضر نتاي قولي لي نهضر تامازيغ. روحي عند واحد متوارق قولي لي واش تهضر تا. يقول لي نهضر تماشق ولا نهضر شلحية. روحي عند واحد من الوراس يقول لي نهضر شاوية. But these are not languages. These are dialects. So
of
now to
Tamazight.
Of Tamazight. So now to
شكون لو يهدر, sorry, شكون لو يهدر the pure language, the original.
ما كانش واحد لو يهدر the original language. كما ما كانش واحد لو يهدر the original Arabic.
بس عندنا شغل, if we want to check back to عربية الكلاسيكية, we can find it.
Justement, Tamazight, we can find, if we check back to Amazighia classique, kind of, we can find it as well. We can
واحد أو يهدر قبائلية. Can he switch from the dialect to the official, from the الفصحى to the درجة? Can he switch
if he
that?
Studied it, if he knows it.
Ah, yes. You have to study it.
You have to know it.
Okay.
واحد Algerian جامع قرأ. يعرف يبدل من الدرجة
No. أنا سي هاد لابس. I had no idea of it. بلي كان شغل like شو كيما كان العربية كان فصحى. And then like قلبوا دان العربية عندهم their own dialects and variations. I didn't know بلي كان زعما مفتى مازيغ كان فصحى. And then every region في الجزائر تهدر a variation of that original language. I did not know that. Yes, go on.
Well, to be more specific, I wouldn't say every region of الجزائر because now, like about old times, it transcends colonial borders. It transcends colonial borders big time. Northern Mali, northern Niger, what we consider now Sahara al-Gharbiya, Morocco, Libya, northern Chad, northern Sudan, southern Egypt, and eastern Egypt, they were all the same people.
Yeah.
They were all speaking kind of the same language, you know?
كاين
أمازيغ في مصر. كاين أمازيغ تاع مصر كاين زوج. The thing with أمازيغ تاع مصر is that كاين two people. كاين نوبيين كاين the people اللي كانوا أمازيغ في مصر ومن بعد جاوا النوبيين من السود طلعوا along the Nile River باسكو هما they were living along the Nile. Yes. So people اللي طلعوا من السود
they were living in the Nile.
Yeah. So
I had to resist. Aya guys, قال آخر هذا هو the end of the podcast. I did all of this غرب مش نقدر I make this pun. Aya السلام عليكم. تحية الجزائر.
So people who طلعوا alongside the Nile طلعوا and they assimilated the I wouldn't say the Berbers but like let's say the Berbers. They assimilated the Berbers who كانوا living alongside the Nile. Okay. And كاين تاني واحد اخرين they survived till now. They are from the Siwa Oasis. And it's in eastern Egypt مع الحدود تاع ليبيا and the language تاعهم is called Siwi.
Siwi.
Yeah. Ooh. It's such a cute thing.
It's a dialect of Tamazight.
It's a dialect of Tamazight, yeah.
Damn.
Although I gotta admit. It sounded very alien to me.
كيفاش very alien to you?
Because like and I don't forget. أنا ما فهمت الكلمة.
سبسب بعيدة. I mean Egypt is far, so I think exactly. it's only logical that it would be more different than the Tunisian.
But If you pay it a lot of attention, you can تركزي, you'll find بلي this زور الأصل تاع الكلمة قاع واحد.
Yeah, exactly. Like زعما عباد في سوريا ولا في السعودية ما يفهموش حنا هضرتنا, right? And that's because okay, we speak Arabic, a variation of it. بصح تلمو حنا we're in Africa, ما نش في the Arab Peninsula or even in close to it. It's our accents are the furthest from classical Arabic.
Exactly. And actually to be actually Cain, according to certain ethnolinguists, most importantly Peter Behrens and Marianne Bikos Grecht, something like this.
Okay.
How do you want they're like ethnolinguists that specialized in Berber family.
Uh-huh.
They say that there is a certain group of people in present-day southern Egypt, northern Sudan, who spoke Berber languages. We call it the Nilo-Saharan Nubian language.
Damn.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They took the language you can tell Tema Deja, and then Nubian Kitlau alongside the Nile. Kitlau. They assimilated that and then made it to a local town.
Yeah. You know,
and then we have the other people, Siwa.
Yeah.
Okay, so Siwa Oasis, and now we got a pretty good idea of how diverse and like واسع رقعة تاع اللغة الأمازيغية.
Yeah.
Sure. So it's only logical that it would have a lot of dialects.
Yeah. Now, I have a question because I read this quote once. I forgot what it was that said, like, a لغة مثل سلاح, you know? If it's powerful, it dominates. If it's weak, then it fails. Yeah. So, أنا for me, what I'm trying to understand is طغيان لغة العربية على اللغة الأمازيغية في شمال أفريقيا.
Yes.
What is this caused by? I mean, we can able to justify and say, oh, because it's just an accent. واللغة العربية, you know, فصيحة and it's vast and it's better, and that's why طغت على الأمازيغية. But as we can see, باللي الأمازيغية, it's indeed a language وعندها variations كما هي كما العربية. So how would you explain طغيان the? I mean, obliteration. It's been obliterated by Arabic. So, what's your justification for Arabic doing that to Amazigh? How would you explain that?
I would explain it by the immense wave of Arabization that followed Algerian independence.
So power, you mean? The reason Arabia tghat al Amazigh is power.
It's kind of forced.
Huh?
It was kind of forced because in Morocco, واحد الوقت كان انتقدي تهدر أمازيغية.
علاش؟
it was interdit تهدر ولا تكتب أمازيغية. Because they were like, you know what? نحو anything related to colonialism. إحنا عرب. And they were like, now we're going to become Arab. حبيتو ذكرها.
So I would take... how is it colonization when الأمازيغية was there before العربية? So it should be العربية that would be considered استعمار. Not the other way around. I mean, I'm shuf dark, so time travel is not that hard for me. But يعني I understand perhaps السعي إلى لغة واحدة, because you know people talk a lot about diversity, and I know we agree that diversity is such a good thing, but there are certain things that have to be unified. So we can be individually diverse.
Yes.
بالصح كنيشن لازم عفيسي يتجمعونا. Do you know what I mean? أنا, I support individualism and nationalism. And people be like, well, those things contradict each other. Absolutely not. They complete each other. تقدر يكون, you coexist those two concepts on different levels. كي يكون هذا على أنا وش نحب as a person, وش نحب ندير في حياتي, وش كون نحب نكون, I think individually. But then كاين شغل جهة واحدة أخرى من راسي that acts nationally ونحوس على نقاط الاشتراك معايا فيها مع اللي بدنا نعيشها معهم. Do you know what I mean? We want to at least agree on certain things باش نقدروا, we make life easier, and هذه هي, people are social beings, we need things that we can agree on so we can, you know, live better. And I don't know why I mentioned that. I think because I wanted to say you take it from me.
Well, you reminded me of what اختار الإمام تاع الجامعة تاعنا, who is my teacher. I was like the religious جامعة.
Reminded you of an imam? That's rich.
كيفاش؟
قلت لك أنا فكرتك بإمام. I've never been told
that. Well, yes. No, he's actually a very good guy. He's such a scholar. He's not like a regular imam.
He's a cool imam.
He's not like a regular imam at all. Not at all. He's such a scholar. Like many people know him. He's such a bright mind. And اختاراني شافي كنا نهضروا, we were debating something. ومعد قال لي ومعد قال لي يا الله على هذا الفكر المتنور. وكان قلت له ما في الهضره في السبعينات. So now you reminded me, يا الله على الفكر المتنور تاع individually diverse. روح يقول لهم in the wave of Arabization.
No, I said this because I agree بلي كاينه a necessity باش الناس يتحدوا على certain things. And I'm saying this because كاينه عباد اليوم يشوفوا التاريخ بالمنظور تاع بالمكتسبات اللي عندنا دوكا. You know what I mean? شغل now we see religion differently, نشوفوا اللغة differently, نشوفوا الثقافة differently. But back then, عفسا كيما الدين, that was everything. Din was everything. Yeah. So when you say زعما لوكي العرب جاو هنا وسيو يدخلوا العباد اللي كانوا هنا في الإسلام, and that was barbaric, وكيفاش يفرسيو الناس يدخلوا في الإسلام, like the world was different. And حنا بستاندردز تاعنا اليوم it seems insane. بصح back then لو كان الدين ما كانش غير الدين برك, الدين was allegiance to to the power, you know what I mean? شو كيما حنا عندنا دوكا concept الخيانة. الخيانة is betraying your country. Then back then was just like that. And
it was very strong. It was a very strong allegiance. And it's like back then, let me say, back then they didn't really have the knowledge and then like the notion of like unifying like a unified history, a unified language.
المواطنة زعما.
ما عندهمش الوطنية.
فوالا. Everything was based on religion. شغل قدام الناس زعما الناس في الجزائر ماشي يدخلوا في الإسلام just for the sake of Islam. It was because قد ما حيدخلوا في الإسلام قد ما الناس حيتوحدوا على the same ideas, قد ما راح يعيشوا in a better organized society. شغل it was for the ultimate good. And of course كاين دوكا معسكرين people اللي يشوفوا هاد لافيس بالمنظور تاع واش عندنا دوكا and then people اللي شغل مازالهم عايشين تما كي نو يقول لك because هاد لافيس راهو بكري شغل زعما بكري كانوا يقتلوا المرتد today we should think نقتلوا المرتد ونعاقبه like it doesn't work the same because back then religion ما كانتش غير religion ما كانتش عارف صار روحانية وشخصية وكل واحد عنده الحق يأمن بوش يحب and so I think like I always do both parties are wrong
and I'm yeah it's like it's كيمات اللي تقولي لي it's never black and white it's always gray
yeah find a place well, in the middle guys
well and I wanted to mention something. بزاف يقولوا لك بلي تمازيغ is not really a language in a sense that علاش نكتبوها بالعربية وعلاش نكتبوها بالفرنسي.
Well, لا كاين
it's like many people had سمعت حفيظة. It's called تيفينا.
كاينة. So we don't have to write in العربية.
كاينة بصح. Keep in mind that they it's like خديها من perspective تاع what we call a lingua franca.
What's that?
A lingua franca is Latin for a Frankish the Frankish language, and it was about like one language that unifies. It was like one international trade language kind of thing.
So long, Lidoka.
It was like in the Mediterranean basin, like most Mediterranean nations had like this like lingua franca with their trade partners. They had the same language, but they have a certain trade language.
But just like English today.
Kind of. We can consider English as a lingua franca.
Yeah.
So keep in mind, like try to keep that in mind. Tamazir alphabet, or like Poskalej. Not that many people know how to speak, how to read Tifina. I personally cannot.
Yeah. Even Tadr Kabaliya.
نادر قبيلي but I have like I have like very vague knowledge of Tifina because I didn't study it at school. You see بالصح تمازيغ that's written in the Latin letters نقدر نقراها تمازيغ written in Arabic نقدر نقراها so like the official like if we have to limit ourselves to one official official like alphabet one official writing system I would say it would be Tifina. Although on one side it would be kind of hypocritical. Baskofet, there is three kinds of Tifina. There is Tifina, there is Neo Tifina, and there is the Punic alphabet li kunna nadra alayhom qbil, that the Phoenicians. Tamazight was also Mindek written in that Punic alphabet. So the Tamazight was sometimes written in that Punic alphabet as well. So it would be a bit hypocritical, but if we have to have like one unit, like one writing system, I would say the original writing system would be Tifina. And the Latin and the Arabic iterations of it were there just for the sake of simplicity and ease of communication.
Yeah. So wouldn't you want لوكان تكتب بالعربية ولا in Latin letters to make it more accessible وباش ترجع الناس حابين يقراوها اكثر وباش هاد اللغه ما تموتش shouldn't that be the priority of preserving a language is how can we make it accessible ونحبوا الناس فيها
in my opinion it's a sacrifice that has to be made
so you want it in Latin letters
I don't mind it in Latin letters as long as we keep in mind the Tifina writing
okay.
As long as we keep that in mind, I don't mind the Latin letters. I have no problem with the Latin letters. Like, because it's the same. I don't care. Write it كما تحب. You know, like write it كما تحب. Choose one writing. Write it كما تحب.
Sounds about right. I absolutely agree with you. Listen,
and also
yes. I was thinking we should wrap it up in a little bit, but I'll let you finish your point because I think they passed in a ساعة ونص. But finish your point. Yes. قلت لك قلت لك احنا حننساو روحنا معليش كمل.
حبيت نزيد برك one last point.
Yes.
To emphasize the language that تمازيغ is an actual language by itself. لوكان جات تمازيغ dialect. Yeah. لوكان جات تمازيغ dialect. It wouldn't affect other languages. فهمتيني؟
Yes.
لوكان زعما سوا ديزون English لوكان جات a dialect. ولا زعما French لوكان جات a dialect. ما تجيش العربية تأخذ كلمات أونغلي وتعربزهم وتحطهم في العربية. شو؟ ما كيما رانا نديرو دوكا كاين سام ووردز اللي بالعربيه اللي دركا اللي ريسنتلي بدات تبان هاد العفسه تاع انجلش ووردز especially in the scientific field.
Yes.
English words ناخذوهم نردو نحولوهم للعربي. If English was a dialect, that would not happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
How are you making that argument for تمازيغ؟ وشنو هما الكلمات تمازيغ that we took?
There is a certain language, as far as I know, and pour le moment, I did like a bit of غير كيما بديت نحوس عليها العفسة تاع its effect, it's like international effects kind of تمازيغ. There is a certain language called the Hausa language. It's a West African language. It's a West African language, and نلقاو فيها a big resemblance between Berber and Hausa in some phrases and some words.
Uh-huh.
And I wouldn't say, because some people would argue that had influence is like the same case that we should not call it a lingua franca. Like a common trade language, but because كاين trade routes من موريتانيا من West Africa موريتانيا إلى حتى what we call Algeria now.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't say that because some words, like the example I'm gonna talk about right now, are very niche specific words. Like for instance, if we take in Berber, we say obanis. Obanis means his father. In Hausa we say obansa.
But how do you know it went from تمازيغ to that language, not vice versa?
Excuse me?
How do you know راحت من تمازيغ لهاد اللغة ماشي vice versa?
Because it's like the how do we call it? Imagine the vector of influence. Like حنايا علاش words بكري كانوا يروحوا من Arabic to English وما عاد يروحوا دوكا يروحوا من English.
Because it was dominant.
Because of the dominance. هذاك الوقت we were the biggest power in North Africa. So Western Africa, who many they had to adapt to us, ماشي حنا نتبعو.
Okay, I understand.
Plus don't forget something. When we talk about Berber, I mentioned قبيلة موريتانيا. And many people don't know this, that Mauritania was a great empire. It was a huge empire, and actually, the guy who's considered the richest man in history, his name is Massa Musa. He was named Jay-Z. He had it on the album. The gift. The Lion King. He said Massa Musa reincarnated. About his riches, he was talking about his riches.
Okay.
Massa Musa is considered the richest man in history. The king of Mauritania, he was considered the richest man in history. It's absurd the amount of riches he had.
Yeah.
You know?
And now in Mauritania, they have an issue of people shitting outside. Do you know that? this is an actual issue of Mauritania. People shit outside. How can we provide more toilets? It's crazy, Givesh, you can go from
being
so high to so low. It's sad.
So I was saying that like, the vector of influence كانت مع اللول جي من ولا كانت جي من موريتانيا that was the strongest power at the time وتهبط to Western Africa. And when we say Mauritania, we're not saying, but people would argue that Mauritania is not North Africa or like Mauritania is not, I don't know, is not Algeria. مقبيلة in the beginning of it all I said. مقبيلة in the beginning I قلت بلي Northern Mali, Mauritania, Morocco, Sahel الغربية, Northern Niger, Sudan, Chad, Western Egypt, Southern Egypt. Yeah, had la région was influenced by that one language.
Yeah.
So, قلنا, I was saying another example that actually I liked. An example I liked is what we say if we say like someone called.
Someone?
Called. He called. عيط.
Telephone.
Not necessarily. Shouted or something.
هنايا
بالقبيلين نقولوا يغرى
يغرى
غراي
غراي
عيطلي
عيط
لي. In Berber we say the word the verb is إغار. In Hausa we say كيرا يا كير.
Can you say them back to back?
So يغرى يغرات يغرية or إغار يا كير or Yakir.
Okay.
You see? It's kind of sort of similar.
Yes.
So if Temasek itself was not a language by itself, there's no way it would have landed. We call them loan words. There's no way that other languages would take loan words from Temasek.
Yes. Yeah.
You see where I'm going with this?
I see. I do. I'm convinced. You got me. You brainwashed me.
And I don't even get me started. Don't even get me started on extinct groups and extinct languages.
Okay, we'll do that in another podcast. Absolutely, sweetie. Absolutely. For today, I think thank you so much. Thank you for coming on my show. Can't wait to do another podcast, inshallah, in person. Okay?
Yep.
Okay, so bye guys. Sahaftorkom. Say goodbye.
Sahaftorkom, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in.
And thank you.
If anyone has any questions or commentary, I don't know, transmit them to me personally or send them to Rania. I would be happy to answer.
Aya khlas. Okay. Love you guys. Love you, babe. Take care.
Bye bye, Rania. Love you too.
Ciao.